Hello everybody, Brian here from quantlabs.net. Just give me a minute here while we get the screen set up here. All right, so if you haven't been watching my Discord or just general news on Bitcoin, you've been either hibernating or whatnot, but you can see here, daily view, Ethereum's been on the move for the last 4 or 5 days. I think it's on the move in a big way, $1,600 to $2,400. That's a 30% move. Bitcoin's the big one, obviously, that's been on the move here from low point of 29,000 over 5 days. Now it's just approaching with that wick there, 39,799. So almost $40,000. They're talking now, if this continues, there's a lot of reasons, a lot of very positive news that you can find in the Discord. As I keep saying, you got to be in on it to keep up to date with what's going on. I will tell you right now that this could be the next biggest wealth of transfer. People are calling for 40. We already see here historically how Bitcoin has broken through 65,000 or pretty close at its peak back in April. And then the decline started. This next leg up, each pullback gets bigger and bigger on the next leg up for Bitcoin. They're now calling for 100,000. Now, there's a couple of things that might drive that. If the markets start to tank, if the U.S. government still continues printing their trillions of dollars, people will start to lose faith in the U.S. dollar, U.S. everything pretty well, because the debt for the country. So people will start losing faith. You already see that happening the last few years with the lower Forex volume. Fewer people want to hold US dollars. So the next, and gold's going nowhere. None of the alternatives are really going anywhere. So people will be piling into crypto, I think. And then that will drive up the price of $100,000. I read an article that they were calling on the Hill, calling for the ban of crypto. It was so idiotic. There's so many idiots out there that still want to see the demise of crypto. And it just goes to show how communist their point of view is, and not want to participate in this upcoming wealth of transfer. Now, obviously, I'm not going to be able to say this on YouTube because they consider my content dangerous, but others are able to have the stream. I was watching the playback of the he claimed he had 12,000 people watching. As I said, there's a clear demand for Bitcoin there for it, and the fear of missing out and all that. So that's what's going on right now. So today, again, I'm going to repeat, July 26, 1106. Hopefully if you've been sitting around for the last 2-3 months, you're going to really miss out, and I won't be able to help you get the goals that you want. You've had all the opportunity in the world to get your programming set up, your bot set up, everything's ready to go. I do think that the place to make the real wealth, as I've shown before in the demo account of Kraken Futures, where from here to here was about from 16 grand. You can see there let's pull up Bitcoin here again. When Bitcoin was at around, in here around November, 16,000 or so, and it just went up to 65,000. That's a huge move. And you can see those pullbacks, but the momentum was still there until the big crash when China and all these others started to really clamp down. But it's like the monster that never dies, right? Basically what I'm saying here is you can see those, right? Those increases are just pretty huge. Anyways, so with that bot, that futures bot in Kraken went from 16,000 theoretical to over 2 million in that short amount of time, over 6 months. So this transfer is going to be, I think, faster and much higher. So you don't want to miss out on that stuff. But hey, it's not my life, right? So that's where we're at. So what I'm going to do here is I'm going to pull up the coins that have been moving. So let me just show you this. This is one of the reports. It's the only report that came in. So these are the reports for moving based upon longs, based upon trend line. So we've shown this here. We're just waiting for Maker. Maker can do has done really well profit-wise over the last couple of weeks. I think when you look at Bitcoin and Ethereum, there are better performers out there. this is one of them, Maker, because it's one of the biggest DeFi coins out there. And we know about DeFi on its own. It's just moving really fast. It's in decline, but you can see that trend, above trend lately over the last few years. And it's just getting in that perfect golden zone there for buying if you want to do a buy and hold. Ethereum Classic's another one. You can just see that's been moving pretty good. Positive trend there. Next one up, we have Ethereum. Well, we've talked about Ethereum. It's just bouncing off that trend and off it goes. 30% increase in the last few days, 5 days to be exact. Waves is another big mover. So here you can see that positive trend, and might be able to take a look at it. Let me just pull it up now. Waves right here. So you can see here now, this is an hourly view. So we're moving from $11.75 to $15. That's since July 21st. That's since 5 days. That's gone up over 50%, like huge moves. If you were to buy and hold, you just got to know which one to buy. One of the unfortunate things what this guy was talking about that I was watching was a thing called Cryptar S. I think the guy knows his stuff without a doubt, knows everything industry wise. But one thing, he's like a dollar average guy. And I think that's okay. You'll get okay performance. But if there's another crash, like a panic, which could happen, when you look at Bitcoin right now, that's the daily view. But when you look at the hourly view, look what's happening. You see those big views there? It's kind of gone flat again. So we're not seeing the solid momentum that we want to see. I don't know why this chart's all screwed up, but whatever. See the hour. Yeah, it's no big deal. So if, let's say you compare that to Ethereum. Compare that crash here. You can see that big crash was very fierce, very drop, very quickly, just as fast as that increase. So when you do your dollar averaging, and that's all you're doing, you're gonna get crushed. You're gonna get killed. That's why you gotta automate and just kind of do what I do, or even better, if you can follow the signals that I've got, know how to trade that. I mean, these are 15 minute moves, 21:20 to 23:40. Just in a very short period of time. That was last night. You know, that's 10% move. We've identified those over the last few days, last week. So they're there, but those same moves can go against you as well. So that's Ethereum. Let's go back to the report here. Waves was another one we looked at. So let me just pull up Waves again. Let's look at the granular of it. So again, that's the 1 hour view. Let's look at the 15 minute view for today. So again, you could see how everything's just in a holding pattern here, not really moving. There are gonna be movers out there, but if you're gonna trade like that, and that's the only way you could trade, you're not automating, you're not setting up, you're not watching your trades, you're not watching the charts actively, this is what's going to happen when you put a lot of money onto one particular coin. But I'm sure we'll be able to show you other coins once I start looking at the other files to show you where the performance are right now and have been over the last few days. So let's go back to this report here. I think, and then we have Solana. Solana was another good, decent mover. We've identified that. Again, for those that don't know, that's where the HFT shops are putting their money. That's the horse they're putting money on. I was also reading about new competitors to Ethereum and Bitcoin in terms of the next generation of adoption for blockchain. Solana's one, Polkadot's one, Uniswap is another. We also have a Polygon, which is Matic, Theta. Those have been really good performers. We'll check those out in a minute, but you can see here Solana, it's a 15-minute hour chart, that holding pattern again. Okay. So enough of that. I think that's our only report that we showed data for in the last hour or so. So let's look at the new spreadsheet here. Now this is for the last few days. So this is today's the 26th. We got there the 25th and the 24th. So this is a good set of days of a flat day. Here's the 24th. So we have a flat day, a very big day in trading. Remember, we had a one day last week where it moved 29%, okay? But from what I remember, it was up 3% yesterday, down 5% today. I'm working in putting in the downward protection in the client scripts. We figured how to get the daily targets figured out. That's going to be presented tonight in the webinar. So let's look at today's performers, okay? Top performers. So here's the 26th. Here we have some really good performers, okay? We have KSM, which performed with a winning ratio of 58%. Chainlink at 33%. So not a lot of big star performers, Dash, Engine, both at 44%. So let's take a look at those. Alrighty, so let's look at KSM. So that's the current winner. So point is here, if you knew about KSM performing today, you don't have to be left in this holding pattern. Okay, so that's a 15-minute chart. So Solana, as an example, we have a 15-minute chart here. Let's see KSM. It's got some bigger moves here. You can see why. A nice trend there. Well, not really trends, choppy, but it's definitely a little bit more performance versus Solana or Waves. So KSM, let's do the 5-minute here. You can see why. So 7 o'clock last night. So we have our midnight. Here goes in a decline, slowly trending up with some choppiness. Yeah, it's not very convincing, to be honest, but that's the one that was performing last night. All right, so let's look at our next one, which is Engine. Engine's been moving a lot lately, but again, these are not. That trend right there, it's not very exciting stuff. That's a 5-minute, 1-hour chart here for Engine. Oh, that's actually a pretty good trend there. So that's been continuously trending up. Now it's just since 10 o'clock this morning, for the last hour or so, it's just kind of gone into a decline, which is all fine and good. All right, so there's that. And the next one we have is Dash. So you would have gotten some okay performance up until an hour ago with that one, with Engine, but here's the other one that I'm seeing here is Dash. Let's see how that one's in. Yeah, same thing. This one performed up until about, I'm going to say, 9 o'clock, roughly, and then that big drop. Well, it's a drop. Yeah, it's a big drop, and then it's gone into flat mode. So you would have got some performance since midnight, even 3 a.m. here at the low, at 148 all the way up to 156. So you would have gotten a 10% move there in that little bit of time. That's probably what gave it some trading oomph. So that's it for today so far. It's only looks like under 10 hours there. So let me just clean this up. And the next thing we'll look at is the performers of today, or sorry, yesterday. These are the big ones. So what I'm seeing is we're starting to see more activity, obviously, in the crypto space. But look at these win ratios. These are big. We got here Tron at 77%, Uniswap at 83% win ratio. Those are the top ones. XRP at 66%. XMR at 57%, and BTC at 54% win ratio. So here's the thing, even though both Bitcoin and Doge up 83% win ratio, wow. So look at Litecoin, 14% win ratio, not too good. So for me to look at this, if you were just to look at the win ratio of yesterday, what the performers were, you're easily looking at Uniswap, definitely Doge, Tron. These are the star performers, and we'll compare them. And let's say XRP. Apparently, there's some good news coming out of XRP. It looks like there's going to be some settlement there as well. That's for Ripple with the SEC. So for comparison, what I want to show you here is, let's say everyone's gonna use Bitcoin. Ethereum might be a better one. So Ethereum, we're going to compare everything to Ethereum, the performance of Ethereum, which did pretty good. So the first one we'll load up here is based upon the win ratio is we got Doge and what's the other one? It's Tron. I think it was Tron that was the big one. Tron. No, actually, it'd be Uniswap and Doge were the ones that had the highest winners. So let's compare Doge. Okay, Doge. So let's compare that to Ethereum. The way to really measure the performance is the steepness of the curve. Okay, so that's a fairly steep curve. Okay, Ethereum, pretty good. But I can see why Doge gave a better winning ratio. I'm not going to do the math here of 19 cents all the way up to 23 cents. So that's going to be roughly 10%. Yeah, 10% roughly in Ethereum. But definitely, you can see Doge had a steeper curve there. The other one was Uniswap. And these winning ratio would make sense because obviously with Doge, that's an Elon Musk coin, that would make sense. But this is an interesting one. So Uniswap, definitely Doge has got higher, but this one had a better, just as a good run from $17 to $20. So tough to say. But Uniswap probably would move because that's a really big up-and-coming decentralized blockchain coin. I don't know if you heard the news, but they dropped like 100 different other coins that are on it, options and other coins. And I think they do that because they are the fear of upcoming regulation on Uniswap, even though it's decentralized. The only way for them to get around that, I don't know the story of Uniswap, but I will tell you what the SEC does look for in terms of regulation is if anybody owns this. I don't think anybody would own a decentralized exchange. If somebody owns it, a company like XRP, they're going to come in and regulate. But with Uniswap, I don't know what they're afraid of. They're dropping these other type of coins, but they're probably trying to clean up their act just to remove any kind of scammers because they want to keep that mainstream, obviously, but be somewhat decentralized. I mean, I understand the view of some would probably look upon that as a form of censorship, but whoever's organized this decentralized blockchain has to be on the lookout for potential obvious scammers. Now, this next coin we're looking at is Tron. We haven't looked at this in a while. It doesn't move a lot, but you can see that big drop there. That's just when the momentum drop or the volume just drops, and that's where you get these bigger drops. And it goes back into its flat sideline pattern. The next one we have here is, we'll take a look at, I've not looked at lately, is XRP. Let's check that one out. XRP here. Wow, that's a nice move. That is really good. I think XRP, if they can get around the SEC, this will be the coin to watch. Without a doubt, this one's gonna do really well. When you look at the history of it, it has gone up to $1.90 at its peak historically here. But because of that SEC lawsuit, this is what's happened. So this may start to perform on its own. It's all dependent upon the story of SEC. I do like XRP to transfer crypto on. It's probably my only and favorite one that I like. The next one we have here is we have Algo. So I'll look at this one as well. Okay, so Algo is another top mover. Let's look at the hourly here. That's a steady mover. but it has dropped back. But you would have gotten some very good performance earlier today. But actually, no. Well, midnight's time we got there. Yeah, 19.7. But there's a big volume bar here at 21 o'clock. Must be a short that killed it. That's pretty well it. So those are the only performers I see for today. Let's pull up a dog, like a real big dog. Is Litecoin surprisingly is not, I don't know why. Like it was performing a little bit last week. Check this out. Why is this not doing too good? So it is moving. Yeah, it's not reaping the benefit of Bitcoin and Ethereum moves. It's picking up the lag of it. So leave that alone. Okay, so let's look at one more spreadsheet here. Okay, so that would be the 24th. This is, I believe, Saturday. So this is a quieter day. Let's see if we have any winners here. So the only ones that I see could be, there's different ways to look at it. Which one generated the most profit? Cardano, Algo. Let me just do this. So column E. Okay. So you can see here, Compound's done really good. So that's a 75% win ratio. Actually, that's the highest. REP, XMR a little bit, and Tezos. Let's look at those four coins for these type of days for the 24th. So let me, as I said, I'm gonna clean up these charts, free up my workspace here. Again, this is MotiveWave, the trading platform I like a lot. I would do futures and options, but my preference has been and always has been crypto. I mean, even in its dark days in the last few months of crypto, it's still done pretty good. So Doge. We want the first one is Compound. Compound here. Let's look at Chainlink, just out of curiosity. Not doing too much there. So it's in that holding pattern. Matic as well. So Matic has done okay in the last few hours. But again, it's not reaping the benefit of Bitcoin as much. Excuse me. All right, so let's look at Compound. Compound's been performing pretty good. Compound. All right, so Compound hourly basis here. one hour basis. What we're looking at here is on the 24th. So a couple of moves up there. That would definitely do it. See, it is a good sign where things are starting to reverse. Let me just check that out on a 15 minutes. So the markets might start to pick up a little bit. I'll just verify that with Bitcoin. Yeah, I'm seeing a blue there. So back to Compound. I can see there's some little bit of movements there on the 24th. REP was another one. This one moved quite a bit last week. And again, I'm using Kraken, US dollar. So let's check this out, REP. 1 hour, 24th. Ah, look at that. Nice move. Wow, that's really solid. Really powerful. I mean, that's strong. $16 all the way up to $34. Incredible. And people miss that. People get all excited about, oh, look at Bitcoin. It moved 10%. Here's one that's more than doubled in 2 days. And they miss out on that. That's crazy. Crazy. Okay. Let's look at XMR. This is Monero. This has been moved once. So again, it's retaining its actually 1 hour. Wow, it's been nothing but on a run, constant run up. 180, July 21st, all the way up to 234. That's like, I'm not very good at that. But that's going to be a solid run up. And it's just, I just stopped at what time here? 6 a.m. And it's starting to move. Wow, that is a very strong move. I mean, that's impressive. XMR. Okay, but let's see the 24th here. That would take us to right here. It's been flat. We only had one position, but I'm glad I looked at that. Another one we'll look at is Tezos. Okay, let's look at this one. Tezos. Okay. So Tezos has been moving crazy too. All the way back, let's see, 1 hour. Wow, this has been solid run up like Monero. Wow. So we're talking at a low point of 212, let's say, all the way up to 305. So it's gone up roughly 50%. Amazing. So crypto's on its own is definitely everything's moving up without a doubt. You're going to sleep your way to make money. Fools. That's all I can tell you. Anyways, this is what's going to happen. We're working on the live trading. My browser, the junk that is known as Firefox. Let's see here. So again, if you are on my Telegram, I'm losing track of it all, quantlabs.net. Okay, so quantlabs, if you want to get in, get in the contact, get your info, get on the email list. Okay, a few things here. What's going to happen is once we get all these cryptos on the move, it's sustaining itself. I've gotten per month now, $250 per month just for this, the quant analytics with the Telegram signaling and all that. You should know what that's about. I've shown this before. It's right here. Okay. These are all the movers that you get as part of that. Okay. And then obviously on the elite, that's with the automated orders. Now, what we do here is we figure we want to track, you guys know what you're doing on maintaining servers, virtual servers, Python code, all that. That's not my job to play that kind of support. It's assumed you know how to do that. So let me give you a breakdown how that works. So if you prepared yourself for these big moves coming, which it looks like it is, you know how to do it. We've got this course, it's free. The technical course for setting up a cloud server, in this case, Windows 2019, Binance order test script with Python. You can get past that. You could probably get away with joining the elite. That's going to go up as well, that price. So if you're not a technical person, what I would suggest is go through this course. A lot of people say they do, but they don't. And then they miss out. And again, at the end of the day, for me, that doesn't bother me. I'm the one here sitting with a verified account that's making a bit of money. But anyways, the free trading technical analysis indicator course, this will show you the kind of reports I just showed you and how to use them, plus the statistical and all that. All right. And then these services for non-technical people, the light bulb here, the analytics, will give you that Telegram channel I just showed you. So we'll leave it at that. But it's very exciting to see that. So hopefully I'll put up another video breaking down where I think Bitcoin and Ethereum is going to go with the futures and at least get yourself on the email list. But if you want to sit on the sidelines, that's okay by me. Just don't put yourself in a position to complain about life. Anyways, we'll talk to you later. Have a good day.